day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Look, we've been discussing about the announcements from the floor of Parliament last night. I won't go through it all again, but there's any number of people saying, completely missed the point, not going to make the slightest difference to the number of broken headers, the number of stolen cars, etc., in our midst. So what's the point? And yet you've got the usual people from the other side saying, this is just a knee-jerk reaction. It'll result in vulnerable children ending up in jail. Vulnerable children. They never talk about the vulnerable elderly people cowering in their bedrooms, terrified every night, as these little bastards get in with knives and hold them to their throats, take what little valuables they've got, steal their car. Never talk about the vulnerable victims. It's these vulnerable children who are committing these hideous crimes that get the sympathy from a particular cohort in our community. Look, I'll just read briefly from the Courier-Mail today. Queensland's new youth justice laws aimed at boosting community safety in the wake of the teen crime crisis have passed after days of heated debate. The new laws announced by the Premier following the tragic death of Moreton Bay mother Emma Lovell have been criticised by some advocates as not going far enough. Others condemned them as a knee-jerk reaction that would result in vulnerable children ending up in jail. Look, I'm going to cut to the chase here. I've got a gentleman on the line I've been wanting to contact for some time. And we've been able to do that this morning. He's the lawyer at Rangers Legal and Victims of Crime Advocate, John Herron. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
I've got to tell you, there's no celebrations up here in far north Queensland, John. You probably know what we've been enduring in Townsville and Cairns particularly. Just out of control juvenile crime. We did have some forlorn hope. We might have some relief on the horizon, but our hopes have fundamentally been dashed. You would have seen what they've decided on at the floor of Parliament announced last night. What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? Well, there's a lot of things on paper that might appear good. Will it make any difference? No. The big thing you have to ask is why haven't these things been enacted? While, let's say, while the body count of people piles up, the government dithers. With my own situation, if probably the listeners don't know, my daughter was murdered 3 years ago. By a guy that was on bail, released early. So what's been happening in Queensland, I know personally that I've gone through that. So you've got to ask yourself, one thing you touched on too, which is very, very prevalent, is that the system's all about the perpetrator and it's not about the victims. Okay, so I look at these new powers here and the debate going on in Parliament in Queensland, it's absolutely all about how can we look after the little dears and forget about the impact that they're having on people's lives.
That's the total picture of it here. And this recent murder, I've got to say alleged at this stage, I guess, recently in Brisbane, has once again thrown the spotlight on this totally incorrect focus on the welfare of the perpetrators. At long last, at least, now they're saying, no, these aren't just misunderstood young children. These are potential murderers. And that's the focus now that has to be really intensified. We have people, and not all elderly, any age people up here, living in fear every night. 1,300 cars stolen last year. We're a population of 150,000. It's obscene what's been going on. So once again, we've got to really demand this focus beyond the welfare of the innocent, the victims here, and not the perpetrators.
Exactly right. And again, a knee-jerk political reaction. I saw what came out from the Premier acting on this, saying it was, I've heard you. Well, again, what about the body count of people? If you're in the position that I'm in and others, you definitely know what that's about. If you're a perpetrator and you're looking at all these cosmetic band-aid changes, it's not going to have any influence whether they commit a crime or not. Some of the good things, I would say, they look good on paper. Like, so finally having programs for youth and targeted support for that. That's a good thing. What tends to happen when you let them out on bail and they have these programs, what happens when they don't show up? Mm. And that's the norm. So nothing's going to happen. They also know that if they show up to these programs, nothing will happen. They know that they breach bail. They'll be out again soon. And they're, interestingly, the social media penalties that came in shows that they know, the government knows that that's a problem of them boasting it online of what they do.
Yeah.
So if you're going to ask me, what, let's say some of the things here such as those case management, what's going to happen there is that government operatives or friends of the government or whoever, relatives, they're going to get large contracts to produce nice PowerPoint presentations and the like. There'll be plenty of big, high-paying, six-figure jobs. Will it impact and actually even touch these people? No. That's the reality of that.
John, how is it that we continue to elect people that haven't got any understanding of real life? How do we do that? It seems if you set out to do it and find people that were totally out of their depth in handling matters like this, I mean, you couldn't even achieve what we're achieving when we're trying to actually deliver the opposite. I mean, how do we get it so wrong every time we go to elections?
That's right. Look, it's the complete incompetence of people that that Parliament is stacked with all across the country. Even when last time I was in Queensland, I saw a situation where one of these young offenders late last year had stabbed someone to death.
Mm.
And then what had happened then is that your Premier came out and I thought it was really hypocritical. The judge shouldn't have not done that. Another thing people need to understand is who do you think appoints these judges these days?
Exactly.
Right? So certainly in Victoria it's the case that a swathe of these magistrates and judges are political appointees or relatives of the sitting government. I would say that Queensland's going down that slope. But again, all of this put in now, why wasn't it put in place since 2015?
Yes.
And what do you say to the people that have had their children killed or the elderly?
Yes. Oh, John, you're echoing, honestly, the thoughts of so many of us up here. It's just so bloody frustrating.
Yeah. And it is. Go ahead, John.
No, go ahead. You finish.
Well, again, you touched it on. People are elected because it doesn't affect them personally, right? Unfortunately, society starts to shift in awe. I just pray and hope it doesn't happen to me. Mm. But that's no way to live.
No.
You can't live in fear inside your house and just hope it doesn't happen to you. What can you do about it? Well, again, you need to throw out these people that their care factor is zero. Mm. You can't let them because they're endangering our lives.
Mm.
It's that simple.
This has been excellent talking to you today, John. Hopefully we can stay in touch and fight on. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thank God for the John Herons of this world. All too thin on the ground, sadly. He's a lawyer at Rangers Legal, and he's a victims of crime advocate.